Tom Beal with the news flash here at Deerfield Beach. Here is a life lesson. Live while you can. I was there for my parents' last breath, my mother at 52, my father at 56 years old. I had a near-death experience. I was walking towards the bright white lights. I said, stop, this isn't how it's supposed to end. I know you had more for me to accomplish, send me back. I'm back. And with that knowing of being here by choice, I'm going to choose to live my life intentionally, doing the things that I feel are mine to do, using the proper discernment, using my proper choice-making abilities, following my intuitions. This is what's mine to do. I'm going to do it. I'm going to weigh the pros and cons. I'm going to weigh the good and the bad, and I'm going to go into each day with, what can I do to make today great? Y'all may have noticed that I end my videos, I end my emails with, make today great. Today is a gift. Today is the present. Today is one less day that I will have, one less day that you will have. And at the end of our days, on that last breath, in that last day that each of us have, chances are good we won't be saying, man, I'm glad I suppressed my dreams. I'm glad I didn't follow my intuition. I'm glad I didn't go for those big goals that I had. No, on the contrary, we're going to say, man, I wish I would have not let fear suppress me. I wish I would have had the courage to take the steps that I knew were mine to take. I wish I would have created more memorable moments. I wish I didn't sit too much in front of the computer. I wish I didn't scroll and get caught up in all the fear that held me back from doing the things that I knew were mine to do. It's about creating those memorable moments. It's about making today great. It's about following your intuition. Ladies and gentlemen, I was in the Marine Corps. Now, each day is a mission. Each day is a mission that not all of us come back from. You know, on this mission of today, tomorrow there's gonna be 150,000 people throughout the world that didn't make it through today. Maybe it's me, maybe it's you, we don't know. Each of us have that last day. The rub is we don't know when it is. I want to go out doing what I love. I want to go out having to be the ability to high-five the people that I'm around saying, man, we went for it. We didn't let fear stop us from taking the proper actions that we knew were ours to take. Go out and live your life while you can. There's going to be fears, there's going to be worries, there's going to be concerns. Here I am at the beach, and while I'm at the beach, I'm looking at cars, I'm looking at vehicles. One of the most dangerous things that we do as human beings on a regular basis is get in those vehicles and drive throughout the highways, the roads, at those speeds. There's ridiculous numbers of car crashes and deaths and limbs loss and accidents that occur. I parked my moped around the corner. I have my helmet on, but I notice I have to be extra cautious in choosing to ride the moped. It raises the probability of possible things could go wrong. There's people riding their bikes by as I'm doing this. Riding bikes around here, there's people on a mission to be healthy, going out and riding their bikes, and they don't come home. They got run over by somebody. Each day is a mission. There's no guarantee I'm gonna make it through this day. There's no guarantee you're gonna make it through this day. But I'm gonna post a link below this as a comment of an appropriate couple paragraphs that C.S. Lewis wrote back when people were in fear of nuclear annihilation, nuclear devastation. And it pretty much summarizes that, you know, there's always the possibility of death. And, you know, we can sit around, have fear constrain us and hold us back from doing what is ours to do, or recognize, you know what, I'm gonna go for what I feel is mine to do and do it and have memorable moments. And when it's my time, it's my time. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is just a life reminder. Don't get caught up in the sky is falling talk. Don't get caught up in all the fear. Do your due diligence and live your life. This is one less day that you and I have in the limited amount of days that we do have. I just wish, same for you as I wish for me and my family, that we can look back and recollect and smile on memorable moments that were created by following our intuitions, by going for our dreams. And guess what? This game of life is the ultimate opponent. It will show you challenges. It will show you resistance. It will throw difficulties and problems and situations to you at each level of your life. And guess what? You might be strolling around, oh yeah, I got this thing all figured out. And you get punched in the face by life, kicked in the nuts by life. That's what life does, ladies and gentlemen. It's the ultimate opponent. You have to catch your breath, stand tall, dust yourself off, and continue walking forward, taking one step at a time. So when the whole world is playing Chicken Little as the sky is falling, take a look up. sky's still here. The question is, what are you going to do with your day? You're going to let fear stop you from doing what's yours to do? Or are you going to do what you know is yours to do? Follow your intuition, use your proper discernment, and live your life. Make today great. I'll chat with you soon. Go to maketodaygreat.com for more. maketodaygreat.com.